The Indians open up a series in Baltimore on Monday, and Corey Kluber would get plenty of run support against the Orioles righty, Dylan Bundy.
It's the kind of confidence he brings to the ballpark. And there's a base hit down the left field line. That'll give the Indians the lead. Ramirez scores, and Encarnacion on his way to second. And this tandem is on fire right now. Posey and Eddie, back-to-back, are carrying the team offensively. And he smacks one up the alley in right center field. It could be another double, and it will be. Encarnacion scores. Chisenhall trades places. 2-0 Cleveland. Double number 10 for Lonnie Chisenhall.
Play back in. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Line drive. Down the left field line. That'll get down for extra bases. Into the corner it goes. One run is in. Here comes Santana with a second run. And into second with yet another run-scoring double. This one bringing home two is Austin Jackson, and the Tribe is up 4-0.
Oh, baby! Santana sucks one in deep left field. Goodbye! Home run number 9 for Carlos Santana, and it's a 7-0 Cleveland lead.
Wow, that ball jumped off his bat there.
Here's the wind by Corey Kluber and the pitch to Adam Jones. A swing and a miss. He went fishing for the breaking ball. 6 strikeouts for Kluber. Into the motion, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Ball game. Got him with a cut fastball. Kluber with a season high 11 strikeouts.
It's the 5th shutout of Kluber's career, and the Indians win 12-0. Corey Kluber improves to 3-0 since coming off the DL. The Indians have now won 6 straight games, and Jose Ramirez goes 3-for-6. He has 7 straight multi-hit games, all of which include at least 1 extra base hit. The Indians improved to 37-31 on the year. They continue to pace the American League Central. Here's the manager, Terry Francona.
Kluber has good movement anyway, but tonight it just seemed like, you know, between the breaking ball, cutter, two-seamer. I mean, ball was moving all over the place. You had depth to it. You know, the first 3 innings, nobody was scoring. But then when we broke through with 4, and then we followed it up with 4, you know, he was able to pitch aggressive, because if you leave a fastball over it, you know, it's not the end of the world. And it's just, he got in a rhythm and just, I mean, that was so nice to see. Gave our bullpen a night off. But on top of everything else, just to watch him go through a really good lineup like that was fun to watch. It's nice to see, you know, Santana hit a home run right-handed, then left-handed, hit a ball his last at bat, you know, in the left center field gap. Those are things that, you know, will serve him well. You know, Jackson had the 2 big hits, and the one he probably hit the best got caught at the wall. Kip swung the bat. You know, I mean, we did a lot of good things. We scored, and then we kept at it, and, you know, put our foot on the gas. And, you know, these nights are rare, but you'll take them, because, like I said, you can completely rest your bullpen. That goes a long way.
Corey Kluber goes the distance for the 12th time in his career, and it takes him just 108 pitches. He's now 6-2 for the season with a 3.58 ERA.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. You know, I think that it all starts with the energy. You know, you can feel it from the first pitch. You know, just the vibe in the dugout. I think guys are, you know, trying to be more aggressive instead of kind of letting the game come to us, kind of forcing the issue a little bit more.
For you, seems like you've gotten into a groove since you've come off the DL. What has worked best for you, in your opinion?
You know, I think that it's being able to throw all my pitches for strikes and be able to command them. I think that you know, that's basic. It's the key for any pitcher, but I feel like that's been the biggest difference since, you know, before I went on it. Yeah, I think it's just concentration. I think that's what it boils down to. I mean, obviously, when you score, what was it, 12 runs on 17 hits, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of fun. So, you know, obviously you enjoy that part of it, but it's just concentration to when, you know, we get 3 outs on offense, you go out there and you try to get 3 outs as quick as you can to get them back in there when they're feeling like that.
11 strikeouts is your 12th career shutout. I know numbers aren't that important right now, but how good does it feel to be able to come out and pitch? And I don't want to say this the wrong way, but how bad were you hurting with your back? Because it seems like you've been a different pitcher since you've been back.
I mean, it wasn't like I was in terrible pain. It was just limiting me from being able to get in positions I need to get into, you know. So, but I think that, you know, like I said earlier, being able to to throw all your pitches obviously makes a lot easier facing major league hitters.
The Indians will go for a seventh straight win on Tuesday night when Josh Tomlin makes the start in Baltimore.